More than a few eyebrows were raised last month when members of Congress learned that the IRS officials may have sent instant messages instead of email. They allegedly made the switch after learning that the messages would not be preserved as federal records. The agency may not have preserved the messages, but that doesn't mean they're not federal records. Joining us for advice on preserving instant messaging, Nancy Flynn, founder of the ePolicy Institute. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
So what are best practices for IM and text messages and preserving them? Because most people think that they only have them on the device they use to send them or receive them.
That's right. That is a popular misconception. And the most important thing for your listeners to bear in mind is that IM is nothing more than turbocharged email. So all of the risks and rules and record-related regulations that apply to email apply to instant messenger. So you have to, as an agency, when it comes to employee use of IM, you've got to manage your content, you have to manage use, and you have to protect and preserve and potentially one day produce your records. So view your IM just as you view your email and manage it in a strategic way.
And according to media reports, the IRS, at least at the time that this allegedly occurred, did not have anything in place that automatically captured instant messages, although they could be captured if a system administrator set, I guess, the infrastructure to capture them. Is that something that, A, is acceptable, and B, typical?
It is typical that, again, it comes back to this misconception that IM does not create records. So as a best practice, what you want to do, you want to start by determining it as an agency. How are you going to handle IM? Are you going to ban its use entirely? And some agencies do that. If you're going to allow IM, then you have to give some thought as to how are we going to allow our employees to use this. Can they use it for business record communication, or are they only allowed to use it for what we call transitory or insignificant non-record communication? And if you're going to allow your employees to use that agency IM for business record conversations, then you have to either have what's called an enterprise system in place, so all your IM is retained, it's archived, it's monitored, any inappropriate content that violates policy is purged, or you can install some technology that will allow you to do that, but you have to manage it. And one thing I want to mention also is if your employees are downloading and using free IM apps that are so readily available, whether they're downloading them onto their office desktop or laptop or even a mobile device that the agency may provide, you need to manage the content and the records that are being created on those free IM apps also. And there is technology available that will let you do that.
And just for purposes of clarification, is there any difference here between instant messaging and text messaging?
No, because, and that's a great question, because, again, just as I said that IM is turbocharged email, text messaging is nothing more than mobile email. Again, you just have to think in terms of if our agency is using any electronic tool or technology to communicate and to produce electronic records, we're responsible for our content and we are responsible for our records, and we are obligated and required by law to protect, preserve, and one day, in the event of a subpoena or a Freedom of Information Act request, we're going to have to produce all of that content, whether it's IM, text messaging, or email. And what I would tell you, Tom and Emily, is, you know, the big crux of the problem is so many employees are completely baffled by what is an electronic business record. So what I would suggest to all federal agencies out there is use this IRS disaster as a good momentum to educate your employees. Your agency wants to define what do we consider a business record to be? And then you want to educate all of your employees. And then you want to put into place a policy that governs your records. And you want to have policy in place to make sure that those records are being retained. And when it's legally allowable, go ahead and purge those records from your system. And again, it all comes down to taking advantage of the technology tools that are available to you to help you manage your records, educating your employees, and having policy in place so everybody has rules to work by.
We're speaking with Nancy Flynn. She's the founder of the ePolicy Institute, also the author of Instant Messaging Rules, the Social Media Handbook, and Writing Effective Email. Nancy, it seems like, at least from the outside, there are a lot of gray areas in something that should be very clear cut. What are those gray areas? I mean, what do agencies vary on?
Right. You're right, Emily. And part of the reason that there are gray areas is because the National Archives allows for each individual agency to determine whether or not they're going to allow IM traffic, and each agency then puts together its own policies and practices. So you don't have a unified federal policy governing all of this. Another problem is lack of education. You know, I work as ePolicy Institute. We're a training group, but I do a lot of work as an expert witness in litigation. And when I go into lawsuits as a witness, very often employees who have gotten into trouble because of IM or texting or email, you know, they'll say, policy, what policy? I didn't know we had a policy. And what are you talking about, business records? I don't know what a business record is. So training is very important. You cannot assume as an agency director that your employees know what a business record is, that they know what your record retention policy is. You've got to provide that. And another caution I want to give when it comes to IM is that if your employees are downloading onto your agency system these free IM apps that are so readily available, even if your agency is not retaining that chat, it's possible that that free IM app provider is archiving all of that chat. And in the event of a lawsuit or a congressional investigation or a Freedom of Information Act request, you may not be able to produce all of that chat, but an outside party might be able to produce it. And you never want to be the only person in a courtroom who cannot produce your own electronic business records. So, again, define what a business record is. Create a retention policy. Educate everybody in the agency. And then manage those records, whether they're email, IM, text messaging, whatever. Manage them with the best, most up-to-date technology tools that are available. And what that really means is archiving. One mistake the IRS made that has come out throughout this scandal is the fact that they were relying on backup tape. And backup tape is not intended for the long-term preservation of records. You want to archive those records.
As a practical matter, the systems that do record and log all of the IM or text messaging that's going on, do they do it in a way that you can find the needle in the haystack you're looking for? In other words, is there metadata with respect to keywords or date or time or length or recipient, that kind of stuff?
It really depends on the type of archiving technology your agency is using. If you're using best-in-class technology, then it will be very easy when it comes to instant messaging records to locate them. It's also very easy to monitor, to preserve, to protect those records. Now, when it comes to IM retention, the technology tools vary. If you're using an enterprise-grade, in other words, agency-wide tool, then your retention is going to be an automatic function. But some organizations and some federal agencies rely on IM technology that requires the user to flip a switch, if you will, whenever a chat is becoming a business record conversation. So if an agency, if any of your listeners work for an agency that does have that kind of IM technology where you, the user, have the responsibility of turning on the record function, if you will, when you're engaging in a business conversation, then that training becomes really important, because if, as an agency head, you are expecting all of your employees to distinguish business record chat from insignificant chat and then flip the switch and record it, you better be sure everybody knows exactly what a business record is.
Yeah, Nancy, maybe I'm not going to ask you to play devil's advocate, contrary to what you really think, but I want to know why an agency would choose to do something any less than just saying simply everything is going to be archived and we're just going to have a default so that individual users of instant messaging or what have you don't have to make the choice for themselves.
And I'm with you, Emily. I think that would be great if that happened. It's true not only in the federal government, but I see it in state government, and I see it in the private sector also. There are financial issues. There are budgetary constraints. Also, what we find is, you know, there are priorities. I mean, maybe the agency's priority is not to make sure that all of these electronic records are being preserved for later production. And then another issue that often comes into play is sometimes the individual or individuals who are responsible for records management inside an agency may not be professional records managers. And what we find here at ePolicy Institute when we travel around the country and conduct training programs, and we do a lot of training for professional records managers who are really stumped by electronic record management. These are folks who often end up in these positions. They don't have a background in records management, and they are responsible for managing the records, and they're not clear on what a business record is. So it's really essential for the agency to, and you usually want to have your legal team, your compliance team, your head of IT, your head of records management, all get involved in this as a team and just spell out, here is what we consider a business record to be, and here's what a non-record is, and here's when you're allowed to use IM, here's when we do not want you using IM. If you use IM, here's your responsibility as an individual employee when it comes to the retention and management of business records created by IM, and here's our policy. And then you want to update that policy every year just to make sure you're staying on top of technology as it evolves. And then also I would just say as a word of caution, mobile devices, of course, it's part of everybody's life. Everybody's armed with a mobile device. If you're allowing your employees to communicate on mobile devices for agency reasons, for business reasons, and they are creating electronic business records via IM, text, email, whatever, on their mobile devices, now's the time to put a policy in place regarding the content, the use, and the records created by those mobile devices. So when it comes to business records, when it comes to the management of your content and your records, it's kind of a moving target as these technology tools evolve, as our use evolves. You've got to make sure that your policy and your technology inside your agency is evolving also.
Nancy Flynn is founder of the ePolicy Institute and author of Instant Messaging Rules, the Social Media Handbook, and Writing Effective Email. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with both of you.